Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sid, home alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abousalbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
You know, I'm just full of joy this week. This mix just brought a big smile to my face. It's so good.
Well, it should, because this is our Pure Joy Mix Volume 2. We did this last year in 2022. And there's so many happy songs out there. We were like, we got to do this again. So we each picked six, and we're going to do it a little differently this week, where my six are going to go right in a row to start, and then we're going to go into your six in the back half of the mix. Kind of a side A, side B type thing.
Yeah, exactly. The first time we did this, we also included a poll on Instagram at Super Awesome Mix in our stories to see which side kind of won out. And actually, your side won out. People really liked yours a lot more than mine. So I felt the pressure this year to see if I could win again. You know, your picks are really strong, though. I feel like you'd win again. Like, you've got some good ones here.
So, should we run it back, though? Should we put it, I mean, at Super Awesome Mix on Instagram for anyone not following us? Follow us now. But should we run it back and get the people's opinion?
I think so. Yeah, I think we're going to have to. So be sure to check this out, you know, right around Thursday or Friday, whenever this episode releases. We'll have that poll up and we'll see who wins out this time. But with that, let's jump right into the mix. So your first six, as you mentioned, are going to be first. So I'll be introducing all of them. And your first pick on side A here is Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham.
Yeah, what a first song, right? A chorus, like, yeah. Wake me up. Okay, here's the first song for you. There's multiple Wham and or George Michael documentaries out there right now. Like, Netflix has the Wham documentary, but I feel like Amazon has another one, and maybe somebody else has a George Michael documentary. So anyway, this song was kind of top of mind when we started putting together this mix, because all that's out there. And you listen to it, and you can't help but just be in a good mood. Watch the music video, because it's kind of a time capsule and it's worth watching, and it's just ridiculous and kind of fun to watch at the same time. So that'll put a smile on your face. But this is also just a great pop song. And, you know, one of the things with all the documentaries out right now is I kind of just forgot how great a singer George Michael was. So, like, in this song, it's a ridiculous song, but you get the horns and you get his voice, and it's like, it's all really well done. So, yeah, it's going to put you in a good mood right off the bat.
Yeah, I think similar to your next pick here coming up in a second, like, any song that begins in, like, a random way, like this one's just like Jitterbug, you know, like, it immediately catches your attention and kind of makes you smile just from the go-go, if you will. And I also really enjoy that this story, like the story behind it, the reason that it's like, wake me up before you go-go, is that he'd actually left a note, and it was meant to just say, like, wake me up before you go, but there was like a typographical error, so it repeated it. And so I think that was like the impetus for the song being written. It's like, wake me up before you go-go. So I really like that. but yeah, like, this is a very joyful song. And honestly, the other thing that comes to mind when I hear it, I feel like it's got to be used, have been used in like every single romantic comedy, either trailer or film that I can remember. I feel like there's so many montages that can kind of be set to this song, because it is a very happy song.
Well, you know, yeah, you hear the jitterbug as you're getting the overhead shot of like New York City, and then the alarm goes off, and then it's like, wake me up before you go-go kicks in, and, you know. It's like, Samer was looking for love in the city, you know, like there's the start of your trailer right there.
Right there. Yeah. All right. Track number two, like I mentioned, another one that has like a very interesting opening that kind of catches your attention. A classic joyful song, Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede.
Yeah, so the original Hooked on a Feeling was from 1968. It was sung by a guy named B.J. Thomas, right? So this is a cover of that. This came out in 1974. And it's completely different and so much more joyful. Like, the original song is not, I mean, exact same lyrics. So it's not like it's a whole different, you know, it's a reimagining of this. But this one starts with the ooga shaka, ooga, ooga. And like immediately, like you said, it's like, this is just, what am I listening to? Just right off the bat, right? And then the voice comes in. So it's almost a cappella, you know, the first minute or so. And then, you know, brings in the music. And it's just kind of a fun version of the song. And the song is just about falling in love. So what's not joyful about that? And, just a monster, you know, one-hit wonder, because it got new life in the 90s with Reservoir Dogs, because Tarantino put it on the soundtrack there. And then it got another revival with Guardians of the Galaxy, like 20 years on from that. And it just made me wonder, with these one-hit wonders, and they get those little bumps from the movies, how much money are they making from streaming in a single year? Like, what's that annual check look like, again, for just the one song? I don't know. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Like, we talked about Kate Bush's, like, revival last year, too. Like, I wonder what that did for her finances. I mean, the sad reality is that streaming royalties are, like, almost nothing. So it's probably not as much as you would hope it would be for these artists, but I'm sure that it's not insignificant.
But for a 40-year-old song, if I'm just sitting at home and I get the check once a year, I'm probably not complaining about that, right?
No, no. But it's probably not as good a deal as, like, Jordan with his shoes, you know, that it's like making...
probably not.
Making $250 million a year in passive income just by having his name on it. That's a great deal. Shout out to his mom, by the way, for making that happen. But the other revival that this one had that I thought you were going to mention is that it was the background music to the Dancing Baby meme, which was like one of the OG memes on the internet. Like, do you remember that? It was so weird.
I do, now that you say it. I remember it from the movies more. You know, maybe I'm showing my age with memes not being top of mind when I hear this song.
Yeah, but it's a good one. It is a very happy song. I enjoy it a lot. All right, another one that just so good. You got hit after hit here, and this is Uptight, parentheses, Everything's All Right by Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, I mean, huge energy here from Stevie Wonder. I mean, it's the classic poor boy in love with the rich girl. But I mean, the lyrics here, I mean, it's just incredible. She says, no one is better than I know I'm just an average guy. No football hero or school Don Juan. Got empty pockets, you see. I'm a poor man's son. I mean, just incredible. And that's just one little snippet. So I like that it's, you have the horns and you have his voice, and just everything about this song right from the jump kind of sucks you in and just takes you all the way through. And, like, you know, we've had a couple songs here that really get you going. And I think this third one does as well. As far as getting the energy up and just putting you in a good mood, putting a smile on your face.
Yeah, I don't have much to add to this one, honestly. I think you said it all. Like, it's just sure to put you in a good mood. Like, Stevie Wonder is just a genius. He's a musical genius. I love pretty much every single one of his songs. So this is also a good one. And I imagine also one that has been used a lot in films, too, because it just has that kind of good energy to it.
Yeah, that's another good trailer song. You know, that'd be interesting, you know, if we had someone, you know, kind of a musical expert to come on and talk about constructing a trailer. But
right.
I feel like you want sort of a song like we have on these mix where, you know, it just evokes joy and happiness. I mean, depending on the theme of the movie, obviously,
sure.
But... you know, I imagine, like you said, in a rom-com type of thing, you want that to bring people in.
Yeah, I don't think it worked for, like, Oppenheimer. Just don't feel it's the right vibe.
I haven't seen it yet, so I'm not ready to make that statement.
But
once I see it,
you might be the one person who watches it and is like, oh, I love that. It was so cute.
Could have used a Stevie Wonder song at some point in here, Christopher Nolan. I mean,
come on,
you know,
man.
I know it's your artistic vision, but, you know, you
could
stand for some criticism.
Time.
Sure.
All right. Track number four is a great pick and one that I think is going to inspire an upcoming mix for our show. And it is I Need You, parentheses, That Thing You Do by The Wonders.
Yeah, The Wonders are the fictional band from That Thing You Do, which was directed and I believe written by Tom Hanks, about a one-hit wonder. And That Thing You Do is like their big hit. And then this song actually plays in the closing credits. But I think this is kind of the better song. Like musically, yeah. It's a little bit more nuanced. With That Thing You Do, they're very much trying to replicate some of the sort of British invasion sound that came over like in the 60s. And so, you know, this was almost a little bit of a modern take on that. But yeah, I don't know. I just think it's a really, really well done song and kind of underrated. Like people don't know this song as well as they do That Thing You Do. But yeah, that movie, by the way, if you haven't seen it, is definitely worth your time. And that movie is pure joy. So not only do you get this song, but I think the movie itself is very much worth watching. And if you're going to make a movie about a band that's supposedly successful, you better make good music for that band. And I think they really did that in that movie. And so to your point, we were talking yesterday about, you know, a mix of fictional bands from movies, which I think would be really fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to put that one together. I think there's a lot of good ones out there. Great movie. You're absolutely right. And it's funny because I hit play on this one and I was expecting it to be their like song, their hit song from the movie. And I was like, oh, wait, no, this is different. And I wanted to make sure that you would pick the right song. And I realized like, because I don't think I ever really sat through the credits. You know, I probably just like, oh, cool, movie's over, I'm out. So I never really like connected it with that part of the film, but it is really good. And I thought the lyrics were really cute. I enjoyed it. And it was like different enough to where you're right. Like, I think it's a stronger song musically, whereas the other one, I think is just like a classic kind of one hit wonder style song, that you would expect to be a big one. So nice one. All right, track number 5 is actually my favorite of your 6, and this is You and I by Ingrid Michaelson.
I kind of thought this might be your favorite of my 6. Yeah. I try really to predict good. That when I put that out there, and just in my head. I don't put that out loud. But so such a simple song, and like I think the lyrics and her voice really make me smile. Like I think that's what it is. You know, she says, let's get rich and buy our parents' homes in the south of France. Let's get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. None of that stuff is bad, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, if we sold this podcast network for millions of dollars someday, I would just try to do really nice things for people like that. Yeah. And this song just kind of like puts that in my head. It's like, wow, what a nice thought. Like you get rich and just do a bunch of nice things for people.
Yeah, I agree. I really like that. I like the sense of like giving away and kind of spending on people around you. And that's a way to bring joy to yourself too, which there's actually research on that, which is really interesting. They've shown that like if you give someone $20 and tell them to spend it on themselves and then they measure their like happiness, I forget, you know, through a series of questions versus tell them to spend it on like a friend, they actually report like higher happiness having spent it on a friend than on themselves, which is really interesting. So be charitable, you know, whenever you have the opportunity to. Yeah.
You know, Mark Cuban has said that like money just amplifies like kind of who you are. So he's like,
yeah,
if you're a generous person and you make a lot of money, you'll be more generous and nicer and whatever else. He's like, but, you know, if you're kind of an a-hole to begin with, the money's not going to turn around.
No, that is a very good, very good like truth he has spoken. Yeah. But yes, I love the song. I love the ukulele. I mean, that's a happy instrument. It's like, yeah, I think that can be a very, very joyful one. And I love that it's a duet. And I also really like the outro with like the clapping and kind of the drums kicking in. And it's just like a perfect ending to this very cute song that has really nice lyrics. So yeah, definitely top of my list here for your first 6. All right. And to round it out, of course, I feel like it's been a minute since we've had him on our mix. So, you know, this is okay that he's here making an appearance. Of course, it's Bruce Springsteen. And the song is Sherry Darling.
Yeah, so this is off the River album in 1980, and that album overall has a lot of ballads in it and a lot of slow songs, and then it also has this, right? And there's a couple other kind of crazy songs like this. So I say crazy in that it's just got so much energy, and I mean, this is the studio album version, and you hear kind of all the voices in the back, and you could tell they just got a bunch of people in the studio to sort of make background noise and make it sound like a party. And then you get a ton of saxophone from Clarence Clemons in this one. And I mean, the lyrics are kind of silly. He's kind of complaining about his girlfriend's mother and having to do things for her. And I don't know, this song just always kind of makes me laugh. And I love the energy behind it. And I've seen it live and they bring the same, you know, level of energy. And it's just fun. So yeah, I figured, like you said, it's been a while since I threw a Bruce song on a mix. And I was like, you know, this one always puts me in a good mood when I hear it. And so I had to include it.
Yes, I noted a lot of the similar things, including the sax solo to take the song out, which is great. Love a good saxophone as well. It's an instrument that doesn't make a lot of appearances on like popular tracks, so that's awesome. And then I really do like the lyrics, you know, like a lot of them, but the ones I'm going to mention here is, well, I got some beer and the highway's free and I got you and baby, you've got me, which I just really like. It's like this sense, you know, simple things, right? Like you've got some beer and like the highway's free, you know, you're not paying tolls on it. So this must have been early Jersey before everything was tolled. Makes sense. It was 1980. Makes sense.
There are a ton of tolls when you drive around New York and New Jersey.
Oh my God. It's insane. It's really insane. But yeah, really nice song, high energy. And so I really enjoyed it.
All right. So we're going to flip the tape over. We're going to listen to side B. These are Sammer's picks, starting with track 7. And it is What I Got, the reprise by Sublime.
Yeah, so all of mine, I wanted to go with like alternative, like happy songs, so like alt and alt rock. So that was kind of the theme I was putting together. So I had to start off with Sublime, What I Got, which is like one of my all-time favorite feel-good songs, especially from my youth. You know, here he's just singing about like, life's too short, so love the one you got. And then, of course, he rhymes that with, because you might get run over or you might get shot. So it's got some dark lines in there, but you know, it's a good reminder. It's a good reminder that like love is great, and it's important to like celebrate the simple things in life, because you really don't know what's coming tomorrow or what's next in life. And so just to like enjoy the simple things. This song has always just kind of reminded me of being in my car with like the windows down on a nice day, driving around Austin. And yeah, it's really nice. Love this one.
I love just how the lyrics, it's being, I know, I think every word to this song, and just the second it starts, I know exactly what the song is. But yeah, just those lyrics early on where he's just kind of describing like, yeah, you know, waking up and walking around and thinking about things. I just am like, I feel like I've lived that day multiple times.
Yeah, so, totally.
I love him putting words to that kind of day where you're just sort of, you know, going to get some breakfast or something. You just have all these thoughts running through your head and all this. But I like how he ends up, you know, love is what I got. All right, track 8, your second pick. We've got Feel Good Inc. by Gorillaz.
Yes. Fun side note, for the longest time, and I really don't know why, and I honestly can't explain it, I thought it was Gorillaz Z. And everyone was, at some point, someone was like, you know, it's just Gorillaz, right? And I was like, oh, okay. I think it must have been like Napster days where things get downloaded with like, you know, certain ways of how they get written out to like avoid copyright like findings or whatever. So I think someone had written out like Gorilla space Z, as, you know, because like even a space would throw off a search, right? So back in the day.
Well, okay, and then your comeback to that should be, oh, right, and the Brad Pitt movie is called World Wars, you know?
Right,
That's your comeback next time, right? No, it's World War Z, all right? Back off.
That's amazing. All right, so by the Gorillaz, I really, really just love this song again from my youth. I don't think the lyrics are as joyful. What I read is that this is a criticism of, quote, herd mentality, isolation, and escapism, which obviously, you know, we solved all of those things today, and no one is isolated or escaping reality, you know, on a daily basis. That's not happening. So you have to ignore the lyrics like just a wee bit, but I've always just really loved kind of the sound of this song, you know, and it's called Feel Good. And hopefully you do feel good listening to it, even though they're singing about kind of like a dystopic world. So there it is.
It's kind of hard. I will say it's kind of hard to understand the lyrics because
yes,
I've heard this song a million times, and it was in prepping for this mix that I was reading through the lyrics and I was like, oh, that's what they say. I never Yeah, I never really could make it out. Another thing I wanted to note on this one, the video for this song is really fun and worth checking out. It's all animated, and I don't think these guys ever really appear on camera, right? Like, that's kind of one of their bits, gorillas.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, it's all kind of animated, and I don't know, it's a fun video. It's worth checking out. But yeah, I agree. I think just rhythmically, this one puts you in a good mood. But yeah, when you dig into the lyrics, it's like, yeah, maybe this is happy. I'm not exactly sure. But yeah, just listen to it. And I think it's going to evoke some joy.
Agreed.
All right. Track 9. You've got The Underdog by Spoon.
Yeah, this is another one where it's like right off the bat, I just kind of feel like a boost in energy because of just the opening to this song and the way that it kind of gets you right into there. But I also really like the lyrics in this one because it's like, don't count out the underdog, you know, like if you bet against me, like you're going to lose. And I think that's great. Like a lot of people like the underdog, you know, in sports and in life. And often we feel like we're the underdog, you know, like the odds are kind of against us when we do something hard. So I really like this song lyrically to just kind of remind you like, yeah, the fight is tough, but like, don't count out the underdog. But even, you know, just sonically, it is just like a high energy song and makes me just feel joyful and like full of energy. And it's another one that I really enjoy kind of listening to on a nice day, going for a walk or a run or a drive or whatever the case may be.
The horns in this song are just incredible. Like I just love, I mean, that always puts a smile on my face. And we've talked about movie trailers a couple times. I feel like I've heard this one in movie trailers a lot or in different movies, right? Like it's such a great song to put in the background and kind of pick up the energy and whatever. So yeah, that same scene I was describing earlier where the alarm clock goes off in the background, like that,
yeah,
you know, that this could be the song that kicks in then. I feel like we've got a movie in us at some point, Sammer, right?
We definitely do.
Yeah.
We definitely do. Podcasting first and then a film.
Yeah, it's a media empire, but it starts here. Okay.
Starts here, yeah.
All right, track 10, you've got Young Folks by Peter Bjorn and John.
Yeah, I mean, this one is like one that includes whistling. And like we've talked about, I think it's hard to angry whistle. Like, there's like to a song, like I guess you could like angry whistle to get someone's attention, right? But like if you're whistling in a song, like I just have to imagine that like your moods are probably pretty joyful. Maybe sad. Is there sad whistling? I don't know. Perhaps.
Well, okay. You can be reflective, maybe. Listen, like I'm thinking of the Scorpion song, Winds of Change, right?
Okay.
Like there's some whistling at the beginning of that one that's kind of reflective.
I could see that.
But you're right. A short whistle can be angry, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're getting after your dog or your kids, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. If you're whistling for a long time, I feel like it takes a turn for joyful.
It does. Yeah, it does. And I think there's something about even like biologically, like mouth shape and stuff. It like starts to trick your brain into like you're like smiling or making a shape like smiling. So you start to feel happy. It's interesting stuff. Anyway, that's not why we're here today. We're here to talk about Young Folks, which is a great happy song. And I really like it because it's like essentially two people meeting and they're like, hey, like, I know you've got a past. I've got a past. But like, let's not worry about any of that because as he sings, all we care about is talking only me and you. So it's just kind of a reminder to be in the present and like meet people where they are today and not necessarily judge them of like what they've done in the past. And just try to enjoy that moment of talking to someone. So I think it's a really happy song. I've always loved it from that point of view, but I really enjoy the lyrics as well.
This was a song that just based on title and artist, I was like, oh, I've never heard the song before. And then it started, I was like, I've heard the song a million times.
Yes. Right.
Never knew the title of the artist. Yeah, interestingly enough. But you're right. The whistling immediately puts you like in a good place, I think. And yeah, I really like the lyrics. The lyric I called out is, if you knew my story word for word, had all of my history, would you go along with someone like me? And, you know, the song kind of concludes that, yes, they would be together. But yeah, no, I think it's a really great song. And I think more musically kind of elicits joy initially for me. And then as I dug in the lyrics, I was like, oh, this is just great beginning to end. So great pick.
Nice.
All right. Track 11. And I love this one. I Just Want to Shine by Fits and the Tantrums.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite or second favorite from my six. It is just joyful start to finish. Fits in the Tantrums brings like always a really nice energy to their music. You know, we mentioned a lot about like filters, like band filters, and I feel like they've got one for sure. But the mood of the song is great. Like the kind of like him singing, I just want to shine. Like you feel it kind of like lighting you up inside. And then the lyrics just have like a lot of great affirmations, you know, like I just want to shine like the sun when it comes up, run the city from the rooftops because today is going to be my day. And I love that energy. I think it's so important to kind of start your day from a good, positive foundation. And I really like the sentiment, too, of just like, you know, good night stress. See you in the morning. Like, I don't got to guess you're always there for me. But, you know, like, yes, stresses are always going to be there. But like, good night. Like, I'm going to worry about you tomorrow. Like right now, it's, you know, I'm not going to stress out about it because like he's singing, it's always going to be there. So instead, he's just going to shine and have a great day.
I feel like so many of their songs are like joyful, right? Like my son's favorite song is Hand Clap. So I've heard that one a ton of times, right? Like that's a great one. But this one just more explicitly with its lyrics. I also love the one Stay Out of My Head because it's dangerous and I don't want to lose my mind.
Yes.
Which I think, and you've talked about it on your show, Super Awesome You, right? Like there's so much like self-talk that can be negative. And so I like how they call that out to just like stay out of there, right? Like nothing good there. Let's just be happy. I just want to shine. But yeah, this one's fun. And I feel like you can go down a whole Fits in the Tantrums rabbit hole and just get one joyful song after another. So yeah, they kind of had to be in a mix like this. Yeah. All right, let's bring it home. And this is a unique one, but one I really enjoyed. This is Chase Lounge by Wet Leg.
Yeah, so number of things. So we've talked about Wet Leg before. Even just their name makes me happy because it's such a hilarious, weird. We've talked a lot about it, but it's still weird to me, even after a year. So that's great. It's a band out of the UK, I believe. And they are, I mean, all their songs are just so funny lyrically. Like this one just makes me laugh because there's a lot of innuendo in it, but there's a lot of cleverness to it. It's not like some regards as hitting you over the head, but in others, it's just like this funny thing. You know, like the opening lines here that just crack me up. It was like, mommy, daddy, look at me. I went to school and I got a degree. All my friends call it the big D. I went to school and I got the big D, which is just so funny because, of course, you don't call a degree the big D. She's obviously talking about something else. And there's some Mean Girls references in here with like the muffin buttered, like, and also like, would you like us to assign someone to worry your mother? Like just great little lines in there that, you know, make you kind of laugh and pay more attention to it. And it's sung in this kind of lyric, like this sonic sounding, happy, joyful, punk-ish, you know, feel to it. So it's great. It's that whole album I've listened to like start to finish at least 100 times now over this last year. So this one is top of my list for my own like be happy mix.
Yeah, this one just immediately kind of, it was one, I mean, I joked a second ago that I thought I had never heard the Peter Bjorn song, but then I realized I had. This one I definitely had never heard before. And, but like just immediately I was like, okay, this is something different. All right, let me listen in on this one. And, you know, we talked about, you know, Blue Suede and some of the other like unique songs we have on this. And maybe it is that kind of unique start that kind of snaps you to attention and maybe changes your mood a little bit, like why it evokes joy. But this one was just so funny, like just the way they sing it and the lyrics and just musically. I was like, this is so unique. I couldn't help but smile while listening to it. So totally. So that's why it's not a conventionally like joyful song the way like, you know, your last pick, I Just Want to Shine, is just pretty explicitly like telling you to be happy. Yes. This one, I think, just puts you in a good mood for inexplicable reasons.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I love it for that. Someone, one of the comments on this song when I was doing some research on it, I think summed it up perfectly. They said, it's like Dr. Seuss for punks. And I love that.
Yeah, right. That's a great way of putting it. Right. It's a little subversive, but it's also very simple. Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's great. I love that. All right. Well, there you have it. Another super awesome mix for your collection. This time, 12 songs that will evoke pure joy in you. Like I said, you can vote which side was better, side A, which is mine, or side B, which is Sammer. At Super Awesome Mix is where you want to go to chime in on that. We'll get to work on some more mixes. So for Sammer, this is Matt, and we'll see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.